good stuff back in them days, didn't
you? Yes, Dan. Sure did. Some wonderful eating food.
Somebody who had a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his... He can put away them...
Vittles.
Vittles. when you kept your meat too long, or say you killed meat early in the fall and you, if it didn't get cold enough, the meat got what? It got...
Well, it's fall, of course, so... Over in the year, or the latter part of the year, after it had been cured, or I hadn't, maybe it wasn't cured the very best, it began to, they'd say, rancid, you know, or old when it was, began to be strong.
Yeah, the meat got
rancid, and lard got rancid.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say the butter...
Rancid.
What would you say about the taste? Would you describe it? Did you ever say you got tasting stout or something like that?
Yes, wood. That is stout. Strong.
Yeah. You ever hear anybody say talk about something was funky or anything like that? Did you ever hear that word used?
Well, not until more recent years. That to me is and I first heard that from the black people.
Yeah, what's that? You've heard that word?
Yes. I never knew exactly what they were, how it was tasted. They'd say that's the way it tasted, didn't it?
What way?
Funky, you know.
Yeah, some folks used to tell me how it's the way people smell or something like that.
I've heard that from the blacks too. He smells that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or she smells that way.
Yeah.
But that's where, until very recently, it all came from the black. Most white people were too refined to say that, I suppose.
Well, you know, there's some interplay of between black and white, which... y'all have a lot of blacks, a lot of people working for you.
Right.
In other words, you call them...
Darkies, or...
Yeah. Any other names they had for them? They got mad at them?
It was a nigger then.
Yeah.
And of course, they used it more often than we did. They were the ones that used it talking about each other and to each other. Well, you're a sorry nigger, or you're a low-down, no-good nigger, no-count nigger.
But
if they were mad or wanted to ridicule each other, well, they certainly, there's no end to it, you know, the way they speak and talk of each other. Or you'd ask her, what do you think about so-and-so? Oh, he's an no-count nigger, or he's no good. but they used it more than we ever did.
Yeah.
I spoke on them as black people.
Yeah.